Joining us now, we have from the Golf Channel a return guest and a favorite, Paige McKenzie. Paige, welcome into the Golf Shop.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
All right. So earlier, we had a question last week about, as we head into the Olympics, does a no-name win gold or does chalk prevail? So are we going to get some no-name people going out on either the men's or the women's side, taking home the gold, or are the people that we expect to win going to win?
I have a feeling the people we expect to win are going to win. I have a couple dark horse picks, since you kind of brought it up, and one more dark horse than the other. First, I've been saying all year long Jarena Pillar's going to win something. She's just playing too good not to, and I think she'll be incredibly inspired to be playing for the United States, and I have a feeling that she might make her first big win, an Olympic gold. So not one of the favorites, but ranked 16th in the world, so not necessarily a super dark horse. And on the men's side, CT Pan. And this is a home game for me because he's a University of Washington grad.
Okay.
But from Chinese Taipei, he plays on web.com. He will likely be on the PGA Tour next year. He's well inside the top 25 on the web.com money list. He was a former number one in the world, played a Canadian Tour last summer after he graduated college, won 2 out of 7 events to get his web.com status. He's just a really, really talented player. He's in that class of 2011. However, he gets left off the list many times over, and I'm not sure why, because he was runner-up at NCAAs a year ago. So somebody to watch that's definitely, definitely way under the radar.
All right, I'm changing my answer. I'm now on Team Paige. I'm going with Jarena Pillar, who would not have been the dark horse that I called for on the women's side. And forget all those dudes I talked about. I'm going Chinese Taipei guy. So I'm with Paige. Primarily because I think it would be one of the great stories of the Olympics for Jarena Pillar to win. I think she'd be, you know, she's somebody who came up through the game in the right way. Took her a little bit longer to establish herself. She is vigorously American, and she would be so psyched, and there would be tears on the podium. I'm going Jarena
Pillar. Without question. She's a marketing dream as well for just a United States, you know, women athlete. Like she would be an incredible champion. And then what else is very interesting, not to get off topic here, but if you get an Aria Jutanugarn or a Lydia Ko or a Brooke Henderson, our top three players in the women's game, to win a gold medal, because I think for all three of those countries, New Zealand, Thailand, and Canada, it would be enormous to get a gold medal. I don't know if you saw some of the photos of Aria Jutanugarn arriving in Thailand after she won the women's British, but she was mobbed by camera people, the first Thai major champion ever. So I think things like that, that's the ripple effect that everybody wants in Olympic golf, and I think the top three players in the world could have kind of the biggest impact on the women's game.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I think we forget that here in the States, that a lot of those women, a lot of those LPGA players from places like Thailand and Singapore and Chinese Taipei, when they go home, they're LeBron James. I mean, they are the biggest stars in their countries.
It would be very funny to have Jimmy Walker and Aria Jutanugarn walk down the street and see who they approach first. And I'm not even kidding. I guarantee you it's not Jimmy Walker. And the same thing happened when we go to Korea. And Na-Yeon Choi can't eat dinner because she's harassed by people wanting photos and autographs. It's astounding. It's incredible to see the kind of influence that those athletes have in their home countries and really what it could mean, because a lot of the countries definitely weigh heavily on Olympic medals. And the United States is so spoiled because they've been the top medal getter in many, many Olympics, but countries that don't have 88 Olympic gold medals every summer games, it means a heck of a lot more when you have an athlete that brings one home.
Ironically enough, the four Americans that are going are the four Americans that are on the outside looking in for the Ryder Cup. I mean, Bubba Watson, Ricky Fowler, Patrick Reed, Matt Kuchar, these are guys that we expect things out of, and we're not getting it lately, are we?
No. I'm shocked, really, that they are not on the Ryder Cup team. Just basically on the fact that their world ranking is high enough that they qualify for the Olympic team, but they're not inside the number for Ryder Cup. It'll be very interesting to see, you know, how this all plays out. There's a lot of captains' picks up for grabs. There's a lot of people fighting for a few spots in the captains' pick realm, especially considering both Jimmy Walker and Brooks Koepka now have played their way inside the number.
Yeah, and J.B. Holmes and Snedeker and Zach Johnson, mm-hmm. guys who would normally be candidates for the captain's picks, they're in. I mean, we were talking about it last week, and I said, you know, I think it makes it easier if this thing sticks as is, you know, to go ahead and have Bubba, Kuchar, Reed, and Fowler be your picks. That's kind of easy. Your job's done for you because it was those other guys that made the field of options so large.
True. Yeah, it's a no-brainer on some of the larger, higher-ranked players that are sitting on the outside looking in. You're right. Maybe Davis Love has the easiest job of them all.
Yeah. Just pick the next four guys in line.
Yep.
So if – and I'm going to throw Mike under the bus here a little bit. So if Sergio Garcia wins an Olympic gold, does that kind of ease the pain of not winning a major, and does it kind of make it easier for him to go out and win a major?
Yeah, great question. It's interesting because I think it would be huge. I think it would probably be a huge honor for him. He seems to be very pumped about the Olympics and representing Spain. I do not think that it will change the way that he looks at a major. I don't think it'll change the way that people look at him and his career. Incredibly accomplished player. He's got all the tools. Everything in his game is right on point. It's just getting that one major win that's been his kind of Achilles heel. So I don't. And maybe it'll make it. You know, anytime you have a win, it makes it easier to win again. But I don't think it's going to be at the level that we all hoped it would be for him.
Right. Well, and you mentioned sort of the worldview of these guys. And we've talked, I think, way too much about the guys who've chosen to not go as opposed to who we've got going. The field is very, very strong. But does all the negative talk that we've all participated in, does it somehow diminish the accomplishment of going out there and winning a gold medal the first time the Olympics have golfed since the 30s?
I don't think so. You know, and I of course have been in the camp that just I would give, you know, anything to be walking in the opening ceremonies representing my country and being called an Olympian. There's not a greater honor in sport, in my opinion. So I don't think I'm disappointed with obviously everybody that has pulled out, but there's still going to be somebody getting an Olympic medal, and they're still going to have the honor of being an Olympic champion and a medal winner. And I think that's huge. It transcends the sport. It moves it into pop culture. It moves it into a class of the elitist, of the elite athletes in so many sports around the world. I think that's why so many people have embraced it that are going and that love it, because it is such a select group of people, and it is such an incredible honor to be called an Olympian, that if you're then a medal winner on top of that, I mean, it's just a class of its own.
So, and again, we're talking with Paige McKenzie of the Golf Channel. So, Paige, if if we don't, I mean, the problem is going to be, you know, obviously on the women's side, the LPGA Tour is taking 3 weeks off, so there's a little bit more leeway for them to, you know, be able to go over there and not have to pack as much in as the men have had to pack in. Are the people that are playing on the men's side going to be enough to keep it around if the same thing happens the next time? Is golf going to stick around, or are they going to need to see the top 5 or 10 players in the world all show up in order to keep golf in the Olympics
at Tokyo?
Sadly, I don't have an answer for you. Oh, yeah. And the other sad part is they're voting on it prior to the next Summer Olympic Games. So we've already done the damage, I guess. If it is going to damage the hopes of having golf in the Olympics moving past 2020, the damage has already been done. That's the sad part. I certainly hope not. It certainly was one-sided, and it was actually only a handful of countries, really, when you look at, you know, there's several South Africans and several Australians that chose not to go. And if you took those people out of the equation, you know, it wasn't like an overwhelming amount of people. So I certainly hope it doesn't affect the chances. And I think you know, it's interesting to hear some of the players that have talked about it and that they don't feel like it matters or that it's important. And I clearly don't think that they understand the global implications of having golf in the Olympics. You know, I actually spoke with Frank Novello at length about what it would... First, I asked him about Lydia Ko and her perception there, and then he took the initiative of saying what it would mean to New Zealand to have her win a gold medal, how that would change golf's perception in New Zealand, how that would change government funding in New Zealand, and how it would change covering women's sports in New Zealand. And it was just like he was talking about a massive shift in the way that the game would be invested in that country. I'm like, you can't underestimate that, what that means. And I know on the women's side, we've seen Sayri Park, and we've seen what happens when one person changes an entire country's investment in the industry. So I certainly hope it stays in the Olympics for that reason. I think it's good for the game. It's good for our industry. It's good for golf. And I think it's short-sighted to not really understand that can happen, that there is, you know, a country like India where you have a good finish by an Indian person that could change an entire country and how they view a sport. It's incredibly important.
Yeah, I mean, I am terribly disappointed in the man who chose not to go, and I think the Zika thing is an excuse. I mean, clearly, when you're talking about being of childbearing age, you know, and Zika is a really unlikely culprit for all of this, but a really easy excuse. I mean, you've got so many young women of childbearing age who understand that this is bigger than that, and this is probably not something they're going to concern themselves with. It seemed like the men were using it as an excuse. Maybe they got too much money, they've got too much, you know, whatever it is, but I think they're missing the point. I think the guys who are choosing to not go are just missing the point of what a great thing the Olympics are. But why do you think on the opposite side of that, the women have seemed to so completely embrace it with such enthusiasm?
A couple reasons. Number one, I feel like the guys play on the PGA Tour, and that's one of the main sporting platforms in the world. The LPGA Tour is not there. I mean, people still ask me if I played on the WPGA. Like, they don't even know the name. So when a woman says, I'm an Olympian, people get it. They're like, oh, you're a big deal. That means something. It elevates the profile of the athlete and their accomplishment, as it should be. As it should be when people say LPGA, but maybe it's not. It's not to the same extent as Olympian. I think on the men's side, it's enough to say I'm a PGA Tour player. I think there's a little bit of that, where, you know what, I play on the biggest stage every single week. Why do I need to go to the Olympics, where there's a bunch of amateurs that are playing in their respective sports that work every day and work hard every year to try to qualify for the Olympics? Well, I'm already living the dream.
Yeah.
You know, I almost feel like they look at the Olympics as less than what the PGA Tour is. And I don't think the women see that at all. I think the women see the Olympics as elevating their sport.
All right, so before we let you go, I know Mike's got one quick question for you, but I'm going to ask you this. So other than Lydia Ko, because she screwed it up all at the beginning of the year, we've had on the LPGA Tour and on the PGA Tour 7 straight first-time winners of majors. We've got one LPGA major left. Are we going to continue the trend, or are we going to get another multiple-time winner winning?
I have a feeling we're going to get a multiple-time winner.
We're due.
As good as Lydia and Aria are playing, I mean, my goodness. Watching Aria just dominate that golf course last week with, you know, a 2-iron and a 3-wood, not even carrying a driver and walking around like it's nothing. It's hard to stop momentum, and both, you know, Lydia and Aria are just on such a beautiful roll.
Yeah, I think it's probably going to be Lydia winning that last one. Now, the big question for me, real quick, gold medal in the Olympics or a major? What do you like?
For me?
Yep.
Oh, gold medal.
Amen, sister. Yeah, Mark doesn't agree. That's
no,
so,
I would take
again,
the major.
Hey, you get, for the women, 20 chances at a major championship for one gold medal. Every 4 years. It's once every 4 years. I'll take a gold medal every day.
All right, I'm back to Team Paige. I'm on Team Paige.
Sorry, that's the only thing I didn't agree with you the whole time, so...
That's okay.
All right. Well, Paige, as always, we appreciate you hopping on with us, and we look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Yeah, no problem. Appreciate it, guys.
All right, thanks a lot.